I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coalition forces have regained control of a prison in northeast Syria after ISIS prisoners organized a breakout. Prisoners disabled security cameras and then rioted, but officials say no one escaped. Last week, the Islamic State called on its members to exploit security gaps caused by the coronavirus. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says believers in highly persecuted regions are even more at risk. Join the global prayer movement at missionnews.org. And while U.S. churches and certain ministries may agree about pro-life issues, there's a disconnect when it comes to work on the ground. Life Matters Worldwide is rolling out a new church engagement model this year to better connect churches with pro-life ministries. Eric Verstraet, president and CEO of Life Matters, says they want to get churches to pray for, learn about, tell others about, serve, and give to pro-life ministries. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.